Welcome to the Master Builders Podcast, a podcast where we discuss issues affecting the building industry. It is the podcast by Master Builders for Master Builders. I'm your host, Max Rafferty, and today we will be having a special episode focusing on the current situation with COVID-19. Now, you might be sick of hearing about COVID-19, but the construction industry is still open for business. And this episode is all about some of the practical things you can do on site to help you look after your mates and their families. Because the reality is we're all in this together. And in many ways, we are fortunate to be open for business when many others are doing it very tough, which makes keeping our sites safe and operating more important than ever. As you know, the building industry is already great at managing risks, but we do need to adapt to the current situation. To help you with some practical advice on how to deal with COVID-19 on your sites, in this special episode, I'm talking with Michelle de Gault-Rolfe, who is the Senior Safety Coordinator for Master Builders Western Australia. As you will hear in this episode, the changes that you'll need to make are not that difficult, but it's important to understand how best to manage those risks. So let's get to my interview with Michelle. Look, Michelle, you're obviously at the front line on the fight to keep industry open by helping members manage their COVID risks on site. Can you tell us what members are doing on the ground to keep sites open?
Sure. Look, construction sites, we're acutely aware of safety and the how essential it is on our sites. And our industry is really, it's used to having to identify hazards and controlling them, and adjusting to COVID is just no different. Obviously, we're going to take on board the government recommendations, Department of Health recommendations, social distancing, increased hygiene regimes and limiting the number of people on site, etc. But as an industry, we are really innovative. We are practical, proactive. We approach this thing and we have a look at it and go, yep, okay, we deal with it and we get on with the job. And, you know, the other thing is we share it. When we think of something and it's good, we share the knowledge with other construction sites. And so when people go from one place to another, they're very confident about what's going on. You know, we're fighting this thing as a whole.
What kind of actions are you seeing people taking? What are we doing on the ground?
There are some really interesting things. Like there are a lot of the construction sites going electronic now. So you go in and you log in on an iPad. There are a couple who have changed that technology to mobile phones. So you log on to your own mobile phone. So you're no longer touching one single iPad. Another group of guys or on a construction site there, they've got hand wash basins on every level now with directional signage, providing the cloths, etc., for equipment, scissor lifts, EWPs. One of the guys on site, he said to me that when they were talking about how do you clean this stuff, he said to the guys, think of yourself as a burglar. Wipe off all the evidence that you've been here, you know? So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's just ways of getting it through. You know, even on the resi sites, I'm seeing more and more. Well, there's not much on a resi site, but there's a toilet. There's always a toilet. And on the toilet doors, we're getting signs, you know, talking about COVID and how to wash your hands and you know, it's really good. Even footprint signs that are going on the floors of the stories of the construction sites, going, remind yourself about social distancing. So, you know, we're really out there. We're trying so many different ways of getting people to understand that, yep, this is our industry. We don't want to shut down, and so we got to work together and get this done. You know, there's even one group that had a look at their demographics, went, okay, all the aged people, people with, say, pregnant partners or young children at home, if we can get you to stagger the work group and make sure you're working alone or working at home, you know, how many industries are looking at it like that?
It's good to see that as a whole group, we're really considering risk profiles. But as you said before, that's standard practice for us. With the social distancing, we're seeing media saying, oh, the industry's not good at it. I'm hearing the industry is good at it. What are you seeing on the ground?
I think we are. There are activities that you have to do together and we can't get away from that. But we look at it as, okay, either you're with that person and that's your crew now, and you do that activity, what you need to do, and then separate and then come back to a later date, you know, or a later time. It's better to go slow than have nothing. People will look out and they go, oh, you know, they're not practicing social distancing. But if you have a close look at what's going on and you watch for a while, you'll see people are practicing it, they understand it, they, you know, when at lunchrooms, they're sitting not close together once anymore, they're, you know, even separating in cars, people in the front seat, somebody in the back seat when they have to drive between sites. So we get it and we're working towards it, but there are things that we have to do that are, somebody has to hold the pole and or carry one end of a long piece of beam and another person's carrying the other end. So, you know, you can't just say, oh, you can't do it. We still have to work.
Yeah, I heard a really interesting example of a process that had been put in place for lintels that we'd normally lift by hand but are now really we're looking to lift them with by mechanical means. So instead of two people having to be close, we can simply get them into place with one person. So there seems to be a lot of innovative stuff going on.
Most definitely. One size doesn't fit all. You know, we look at the situation. We're not doing the things that we used to do the same. We're looking at it, assessing it and putting new controls into place. But if we can't change it, we're putting other things into place. It's not just, okay, you can't do it and it's a stop. Let's see how we can go about still making our industry go, but in a better, safer way and taking into account these things.
And I guess with your interaction with members, what do you think the keys are for builders to ensure that they're approaching and covering COVID risk on site?
I believe the best thing in anything is always communication. When we talk to one another, you know, and we're working through issues collectively together, it's not just one person telling another one how to do it. It's identifying what the issue is and getting people on board. I always look at safety as being a journey together where we walk side by side rather than, you know, like a safety police or whatever. We get somebody to come along on the journey, it's so much better. And the way you do that is you communicate with them. And, you know, once people feel like that they're included, we're so much better off.
Yeah. Well, everybody who works on a construction site is going to groan at my next question. So can we give some people who might not be familiar with how we're communicating some examples of how we communicate on site?
Well, there's always monitoring. One of the sites actually has got a dedicated, responsible monitoring person who goes around and reminds people about, say, social distancing. You know, we review what we're doing, and you should always review what you're doing. You know, after you finish a job, if you've got a JSA or a SWIMS or whatever, you should review it and make changes to it. Take into account what other people say, what the workers who are on the coalface are doing and what the feedback is to them. And we try new things. You know, we provide up-to-date information from your site supervisors all the way down. The other thing is we can reach out to other people in our industry. What are you doing? And, you know, there's some great websites, including the MBAs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that's one of the key messages we'd like to get out, that if people are unsure, you know, whilst you're our resident expert in Master Builders Western Australia, we have experts in all the other states and territories around the country. People can also refer to who are like yourself, who are helping the industry get through. I've got a question about toolbox talks. How are we operating those at the moment?
Usually on the outside. I haven't come across any site that is doing toolbox talks in a closed room. We're always out there. If there is too many, then they have staggered toolbox talks or pre-starts. But generally, they have a toolbox, a person's out the front, and everybody's spread out in front of them and not in close proximity or practicing social distancing. And there's different, and that's one way. The other way is that, you know, you don't have it at all. There's plenty of apps, et cetera, on the phone. We can send out messaging before people come on site. They've got to agree or acknowledge that they've received that message. So there are a number of ways that you can do that without actually standing inside a lunchroom.
So, Michelle, I understand that social distancing, trying to stay 1.5 metres away from other people, is an important part of managing COVID. How are you seeing this implemented and playing out on site?
Social distancing, as we talked about before, I think as long as we have communicated and we put some controls into place, like shorter times to doing particular activities and then coming away from it and doing something else and keeping with the one person if you have him to do dual task jobs. But in other ways to address the COVID issue on site, I think when we look at for example, in lunchrooms, we've got separations. But, you know, otherwise, if you've got a big enough lunchroom, you can have a one entrance in and a one entrance out, for example. I also believe that with regards to COVID, we've got to take into account how important hygiene is. And we talked about hand washing before, but it's also on construction sites, we've got to look at increased cleaning in facilities, etc. Do we have soap there, foaming soap? Making sure that when we look at a whole construction site, do we need everybody on site at that time? Can we have a staggered start, or, you know, AM and PM, etc.? So, and on smaller sites, can we have a group who's working at one end of the site and another group that's working at the other end of the site so that they're actually away from one another? Just really simple things like that. And the site supervisor, you know, is he wiping down his desk? Is he wiping down the handles to his office on a regular basis? You know, don't you reuse pens? Have people use their own pens. Don't reuse cups and utensils in lunchrooms if they're still there. Those sort of things. So it's social distancing and hygiene. There's a number of things that people can immediately introduce onto a construction site that would be helpful with this.
Now, just to finish up, we understand that the cultural shifts, the changes that we're going to need to make to set these things in place, you know, it can't be a set and forget. What are your tips for ensuring these rules remain effective and appropriate?
I think, like I was saying before, we've really just got to talk to one another, follow up, listen to one another, be open to new ideas, look at other avenues where we can get that information and take it on board and see what's the most effective way of getting that information out onto sites. There's very easy to put posters and everything up on every floor or in every toilet. But sometimes some people don't necessarily understand what you're exactly trying to say. And I think it's important, like whether it's in toolbox talks or just when a site supervisor is walking around, people understand how you actually wash your hands and what social distancing actually means and why we do it. We can't have the belief that everybody takes that information in exactly the same or reads something exactly the same. When I was talking to one of the guys on site, he was trying to explain to. He told me he was trying to explain to a guy the difference between cleaning and making sure that it's clean by using alcohol wipes and everything as opposed to just wiping it down with a wet cloth. Yeah. Why? What's the difference here? And it comes down to being able to communicate to people.
And it's a really hard thing. I know that in hospitality, in a trade in hospitality, they teach apprentices how to wash their hands. And that's different. We don't do that. Is not something that is necessarily a standard practice. You don't automatically think, I'm going to be a bricklayer. Maybe someone will teach me how to wash my hands. So there is skills there that people can learn, but maybe just haven't been shown yet.
Back a very long time ago, I was an apprentice chef. So, yeah, one of the things we had to learn was how to appropriately clean our hands. But in our industry, it's not necessarily the case. It's not something that comes up at schools either. I mean, change now. Everybody has been watching videos, etc. And the surprising thing is I think most of us have realised we've never cleaned our hands properly. Those sort of things, if you go through an apprenticeship, should be included, especially for trades where they're getting their hands in chemicals or where they can get contact dermatitis and whatever, cleaning your hands and then making sure that they're well moisturised and all those sort of things. That should be fundamentally part of it, but it never is. We just talked about the skills of doing the particular task.
Well, I suppose it's, when your hands are your tools, you've got to take care of them, don't you?
Yeah. In a lot of jobs, I mean, brickies don't wear gloves. And so you've got to get them to understand what the importance of the it's not just about being able to do the task but taking care of your hands as well as you take care of the tools that you use.
I'm going to put my hand up that when I was always tasked with moving bricks so the brickies had bricks to pick up, I always wore gloves. And that was just the way it was, and goodness me, did I cop it on site. But and I've got to say, I think I'm really happy to see that the generations on site now. I mean, you see far more people wearing gloves, I mean, protective gear. People don't balk at it like they did 20 years ago. You know, if you'll have to wear safety glasses, people are wearing safety glasses. Hard hats, standard. You know, there's so much gear.
I absolutely agree. You would never go anywhere near a construction site now without your boots on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without thinking about it, you just put your boots on and no dramas. And COVID-19 is just another thing that we've got to address. We are very good at looking at what the hazards are on site and how we control them. And it is just another thing. If it means that we're going slower and we're getting the job done, but we're still working, then that is the best thing that we can be doing. We can't look at this as something that's going to stop our industry. It's not. We are used to these things. We are very confident and proactive and practical about finding the way to control and implement the things on site. And with COVID, we're doing exactly that. We understand it. We know what we've got to do, and we're going to implement it. And we have already. You always do is look around. People are taking great strides in putting these things into place on construction sites.
Look, thanks for spending some time with us today, Michelle, and explaining all things safety and COVID. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Matt. Thank you very much for asking me to be involved. And I hope that I've helped some of the builders that we have out on site with how we can address this issue and how we can all work together.
As you can see, a lot of the practices are not that difficult. And most of what we've discussed, you can implement on your site today. Simple things like social distancing and wiping down the door handles on your site sheds. Whilst this might slow you down on site, slow work is better than no work. And if you want to get more information, Master Builders has safety experts in every state and territory. So if you need some help, give your local Master Builders a call or visit our website at masterbuilders.com.au. Thanks for listening. I'm Max Rafferty. Until next time, stay safe.